toward mobility and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org.
88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1, Mission Viejo. A service of California State University, Northridge, and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
Estás. You're tuned in to The Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, indie, electronic, and tropical music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today we have a very special episode in store, a virtual takeover by the Los Angeles-based band Chicano Batman, who will share with us songs from their new album, Notebook Fantasy, and also talk about the artists and the music that influenced their amazing career. Chicano Batman, of course, hermano, they're old friends of the Latin Alternative, so this is very exciting.
Yes, indeed, Ernesto. We've had the group on a number of times over the year. I want to say dating back the first time to maybe 2018, 2019, and they continue to evolve and make great records. I know that Dave Matthews must be a fan because they're signed to his label ATO Records. It's just great to see the band playing larger and larger venues, including, I think, like the 16,000-seat Kia Forum in Los Angeles. So whenever we have an artist grow along with us, because we're celebrating 15 years as a show, it's a wonderful thing. And now we're joined by Eduardo Arenas, bass player for Chicano Batman.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
We're loving the first single, Fly, from Chicano Batman's latest album, Notebook Fantasy. We've played it quite a bit here on the Latin Alternative. I know that many of our affiliate stations have played the song heavily as well. It feels like you guys were paying a Chicano Batman-style homage to soul and funk artists like Prince and Sly and the Family Stone. Tell us about this song and its inspiration.
Yeah, Fly was a song that we, Carlos and Barlow, had demoed at a much slower pace and kind of a dreamy type of a song. And when we went to the studio, we all decided to just speed it up so it could be, it just feel more sexy and more uplifting and just have a slap. And so originally the song was going to be way slower tempo, more, you know, but yeah, keeping stuff like you said, I mean, you just hit it on the head. Sly, Prince, you know, Janet Jackson, we're definitely going for that. And I think it's only in the studio where it all started coming together. Everybody just started bringing that kind of aesthetic. Every song, we chose an aesthetic and we just went for it.
Slip and slide, water falling, riding high within your head. I'm gonna get it everywhere. Die a little bit in my arms. Don't care what the limits are.
are listening to The Latin Alternative, and we have a special takeover episode with Chicano Batman. It's hard to believe that Chicano Batman have been gifting us with music for more than 15 years now, and are headlining the biggest shows of its career, including the 17,000 capacity Kia Forum in Los Angeles. But let's get back to the band's roots from when you guys were just starting out. Tell us about Chicano Batman's origins and how the band came to integrate the Latin music influence of its parents' record collections with the sounds the band's members grew up hearing in LA.
The origins of Chicano Batman with Latino music, each one of the MAB members has a different growing experience. So it's, you know, I can only speak for myself, Eduardo. Growing up, we listened to corridos, rancheras, mariachi, more than anything, cumbia, and gruperos, like ballads and things like that. Like Los Angeles Negros, Los Freddy, Los Caminantes, stuff like that. And Los Bukis, for sure. So when Bardos kind of assembled a band back in 2008, he was playing some like soul stuff and ballad stuff, and I was like, oh, okay, I know how to do this. I didn't play any of that before, but because it's in the blood, it was so easy for it to come out. And he was also trying to entertain that 60s and 70s Latin American experience, like Los Angeles Negros and things like that, Los Pasteles Verdes. So then we just started geeking out, and all our homies, DJ friends, were just rocking that stuff at the time too. So it was a cool synergy to be playing it, creating it, and also our DJ friends are blasting it at clubs and bars, and at the time we were the only ones doing it, and it was definitely an homage, but it was also our take on that style and kind of sending it into a future direction.
Oh,
You're listening to The Latin Alternative, and we have a special takeover episode with Chicano Batman. Going back to 2020, we just heard one of my favorite songs in their catalog. That was Color My Life.
Why, hello there, my overnight pretties. We don't need sleep. We like to stay up all hours and listen to music. Thanks for tuning in to 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Julie Slater, your midday host. If you've got insomnia, or maybe you just work these kind of crazy hours, did you know that you can hop on over to thesocalsound.org and become a subscribing member today? Maybe you'd like to pick up some cool SoCal Sound swag. T-shirt, hoodie, maybe even a beanie. And by the way, when you become a subscribing member, you can put your name in the drawing for concert tickets all year round. Find out more by going to thesocalsound.org.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years.
The SoCal Sound presents BeneFest 2024, and Jackson Browne was just added as a special guest. It's our first live music event in over a year, and a night out on Saturday, June 15th at the historic Alex Theater in Glendale. Performances by Jade Bird, Cayucas, Gems, Jackson Browne, and Pete Yorn. Support the arts and enjoy an evening of live music with us. That's right, this is a benefit for 88.5 The SoCal Sound on Saturday, June 15th. General admission, premium, or VIP packages are available now at thesocalsound.org.
From our open minds to your open ears. 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative, and we have a special takeover episode with Chicano Batman.
The groove, funky, soulful, syncopated grooves are the very foundation of the Chicano Batman aesthetic. I'm very curious to know how you develop those grooves. Why is it important to you as a band that the beat occupies such a place of honor in the construction of your songs?
In terms of the beat of Chicano Batman, I mean, the beat is the truth. You know, I think me, I always have the saying, like, no fan ever should ever question the band's clave, you know, because our clave comes from the heart, and our heart and blood, it's all unique, and it's real, it's roots, you know, it's like it's not learned, it comes from within, and it's refined as we create music. So when we are coming to a song and it feels like it's approaching something, And then we finally go like, oh yeah, it's this clave. Yeah, we already know it, you know. But also too, it's music to move people. It's get them dancing. It's just like to feel good. I mean, once you move that body, the mind follows and everything else follows. So it's rhythm has to be true. I mean, that's the foundation. That's the composition of our band. Like good rhythm. Without any good rhythm, I mean, you can't be really compelling in terms of like movement or storytelling, in my opinion. And some of the best music for me, Eduardo, is salsa, merengue, cumbia, you know. I know Bardo loves Colombian cumbia as well, and all that. I mean, all of that is super rhythmic, and we want to be part of that legacy. And to be part of the legacy, your rhythm section has to be tight, no exceptions.
Another song we love from the new album Notebook Fantasy is Live Today, which blends together psychedelia and prog rock. Tell us about the musical influences and concept behind the song.
Live Today is a song that Carlos wrote, and he saved it for a special part in the session where he wanted us to jam it out. It was a song that he wrote on guitar completely, and he wanted us to just be able to play it as a band in the moment. It's one of those real live type of things. Let's see what happens when we play together as a band, as opposed to like overthinking the production. But that's one of those rare songs. We don't have many songs like that in our catalog, where we just see what happens and then let the energy in the room kind of dictate what is about to happen. So that's Carlos. That's Carlos. You know, and he comes from a mega guitar dynamic, big guitar licks. You know, he was just like on some. Let's rock this out like Jimmy Page and John Bonham would do it, you know, and it went from there.
What you see is what you get now. Paranoid. you got a hold of you somehow. Looking for wisdom to heal the pain that I'm feeling. Gone off the rails and I don't wanna crash. Can't get mad at every dog that barks at you. The animals inside of the zoo. So breathe in and breathe out. Take it easier. Keep out all the bad vibes. Just do what you want to.
You're tuned in to The Latin Alternative, and this is a special takeover episode with Chicano Batman. If you like what you're hearing, please do follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Latin Alternative. On X, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by searching for The Latin Alternative on Spotify, Apple, or iHeartRadio. We just heard a newer track from Chicano Batman. That was the song Live Today, and it's off their new album, Notebook Fantasy.
Something that I think is fascinating about Chicano Batman is that you guys soldier on playing the music that now belongs to another era. Funk, prog, psychedelia, Latin rock. Your devotion to those sacred sounds shines through on every single song that you record and play. Do you ever get the feeling that you're cultivating a dying genre, maybe like the artists who played straight ahead jazz in the 60s and 70s?
No, we're not cultivating a dying genre. Not at all. I mean, there's nothing dying about anything that we think about. If anything, it's just reviving. I mean, it's not even reviving. It's just what's in us, you know? And I think it's the public has an opinion about that's like their job, what it is that they think we're doing. But we're not really thinking about it. It's just what's natural. It's just the next natural thing in the Chicano Batman's evolution. I mean, we did a bunch of 60s throwback. We did a bunch of 70s kind of throwback. And even that was not intentional. It's just the way it's like our lens to the world, you know, like if you go thrift store shopping, like Goodwill, I mean, I'm going to find my pants, I'm going to find my shirt, and it's going to call me. Sometimes you got it, sometimes they don't got it. But that's just how we look at it. That's just how we look out at the world through that lens. And luckily we've been able to have 5 albums to where it constantly keeps evolving and changing the music.
Hello, I just want you in my life. And now I'm so excited to feel everything you got inside of your soul now. Everything you got inside of your soul now. I just want to hold you.
you today now. All I really wanna do is love you today now.
I just want to.
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative. This is a special takeover episode with Chicano Batman. We just heard a track called Blank Slate, and that's off their latest album, Notebook Fantasy. We are joined today by Eduardo Arenas, bassist, guitarist, and vocalist for Chicano Batman. I want to go back in time to one of my favorite Chicano Batman songs, Friendship is a Small Boat in a Storm, from the group's 2017 album, Freedom is Free. I don't know why Curtis Mayfield comes to mind when I hear this song. Maybe it's the falsetto chorus. Tell us briefly what inspired this song.
Friendship is a song that Carlos and Bardo wrote. Bardo wrote the lyrics of that. And it's a song, I don't know, it's just something that he was going through at the time. It was just like about losing friends and keeping friends and his experience in that whole world. It was like almost a stock throwback kind of song with the organ and the choruses, the double chorus, and, you know, all that. And, we were thinking of, Curtis Mayfield for sure when we were doing that. We also recorded it with Leon Michaels in the Diamond Mine in New York. So he has that whole soul aesthetic as well. So it was like we were in the right pocket for creating this kind of sound. It's weird because now it seems so passe because that's some old 60s kind of thing that we did. And, you know, we rarely even play that song now because we also played it like 15,000 times already in the last, 8 years or whatever. So we're kind of over it. We really enjoy evolving the music too, you know, like with Notebook Fantasy now. This is where our heads are at and this is where our hearts are at, and who knows what's coming next.
So you share what's inside, thinking that all is said in confidence. But then you realize this breaking my incredibly it's far. You're along for the ride, thinking that all is said in confidence. Yeah, you realize now I'm swimming in the sea. Trying to get a grip on my emotions.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Eduardo from Chicano Batman, and you're listening to the Latin Alternative. Happy 15th anniversary to the show, and thank you so much for giving our music a home.
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative and a special takeover episode with Chicano Batman. We just heard one of my favorite songs. Well, I could say two of my favorite songs from the group. First, we heard the 2017 track Friendship is a Boat in a Storm. And then going further back to 2014, we heard Cycles of Existential Rhyme from today's guest, Chicano Batman.
88.5, the SoCal Sound. Community amplified.
You are listening to the Latin Alternative, and we have a special takeover episode with Chicano Batman.
I'm also very curious to know if you've ever considered making an album that's entirely conceptual and tells a unified story. So like a big statement, a Chicano Batman concept album.
In terms of creating an album that's unified and tells a conceptual story, I think we did that with Invisible People already. Super apocalyptic kind of vibe, production, synth heavy. Sean Everett, our mixing engineer, was just turned all the tracks inside out. And yeah, it just felt like that's the most conceptual, I think, that we've gotten to. Yeah, I think we did that already. So no one's really excited about doing that kind of thing again. We're just moving on to a different thing.
Nobody likes you, nobody cares. Nobody wants you, nobody cares. To extend a greeting, a connecting lens. Life is just a jaded game to them. They will give it a chance. But you know when I know that the galaxy is all around us. And life will flow on as long as the grass grows and the water runs.
touch you. The lipstick's black and she no longer smiles at all. The lipstick's black and she no longer smiles at all. Because it's true, she's a
You're listening to The Latin Alternative, and this has been a special takeover episode with Chicano Batman. We were joined by the group's bassist, Eduardo Arenas, and we just heard, starting things in that set, Freedom is Free from their 2017 album of the same name, and then Black Lipstick, which came out a few years earlier back in 2015. Chicano Batman are on tour right now, playing theaters and festivals across the country, so if they come to your town, do not pass up the opportunity to catch them live. If you like what you've been hearing on The Latin Alternative, please do follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Latin Alternative, and on X, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by searching for The Latin Alternative on Spotify, Apple, or iHeartRadio. We're going to wrap things up now with a brand new Chicano Batman collaboration with former Beastie Boys keyboardist and all-around stand-up guy Money Mark. Chicano Batman and Money Mark recently teamed up for a very cool cover of the Talking Heads' classic track Cross-Eyed and Painless. It appears on the new Talking Heads tribute album. Everybody's getting involved, and we're excited to share it with our listeners today. Thank you so much, Eduardo, and the rest of the Chicano Batman boys for giving us such great music. We'll be back at you again next week. Adios.
lost. The facts are never what they seem to be. Nothing there. No information left.
I'm Josh Norick for the Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and WEXT Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT Educational Telecommunications.
Sorry. almost by accident, I have become rich. Through continued reward for skilled labour in the private sector and a genuine lack of interest in expensive things, it appears I have become rich. And since I have become rich, I've been constantly living in fear of losing everything, that the bubble will burst, and falling from my perch, I will return once again to the life that I used to live with the things that I didn't have.